Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Visit Mount Mitchell podcast. This is Dr. John Stamey. We're ready to have an exciting interview. My co-host, Robert Storch, is here from up there near Mount Mitchell. How are you doing today, Robert?
I'm doing good. I think we have some sunshine for an hour or so it might be a good day today.
Well, that's good. That's good. It is beautiful and sunny and filled with coronavirus here in Myrtle Beach, the sun and fun capital of the world. So anyway, just glad to be here. And things are really starting to move and groove and shake and bake as we move toward the 4th of July. So it's going to be a busy weekend, I can tell you that. Today, we are pleased to have a good friend of mine, really exciting guy. He is a member of the cast of The Walking Dead, the current Walking Dead season. Well, as much as we can be with coronavirus, Kevin Holland from Alabama. How are you doing this morning, Kevin?
Oh, I'm good, buddy. I'm glad to be here. Excited to talk to
Well, that's
to
great. We're,
and just...
Yeah, we're glad to have
Go
you.
Go ahead.
I want to jump right in with some questions because I know a lot of people don't exactly get a chance to talk to many cast members of The Walking Dead. How did you get involved with this exciting crew and this exciting show?
Man, I got in there through a buddy of mine. We was starting out together, and we just kind of we grew together, and one thing led to another, and we both wound up on the cast of Walking Dead. He had some friends that was doing some background work, and well, one phone call led to another, and we wound up with an email inviting us out on the set and stuff. So we made our way out there and, you know, fell out the ropes and stuff. And one thing led to another. We wound up working the whole season and making a lot of friends. And just everybody out there is, you know, they're out there to help each other grow.
Well,
so we got
yeah, that's
out there
great.
And
there
we,
seems, yeah. There seems to be a lot of community involved there, and people do help each other. So, I know that you had a buddy of yours on one of my other shows. Yeah, it really is. Now, how many years ago was this? Was this last year?
This was last year. We did not get to finish due to the coronavirus, so we're still kind of in limbo. But I've been getting a lot of people reaching out, trying to get to us to see about when everything's going to start back, and I've had a lot of cast members that I'm friends with that's, you know, they're anxious to get back on set and everything. So hopefully we'll kick back off here soon. I'm hoping.
Well, certainly hope
right
you
now.
Do. I know.
Yeah, we're still in limbo though. This virus has got to break. Something's going to have to give.
Yeah, really is. Now I will say this: you are part of the cast of the most popular television show in the world. It's still number one in the world, isn't it, Kevin?
Yeah, I believe so. And it's you know, it shows. If you've ever been on that set, it's one of those places ever, you know, even outside of the spectator side of things, when you get on the Walking Dead set, it's a whole different environment. It's a very enjoyable place. There's a lot of good people, a lot of good talent, a lot of creative ideas. But they
well, that's great.
Yeah, they're a good bunch of guys. And go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, that's okay. It's just exciting to have you. I know that I met and am friends with some of the previous cast members, and in fact, one of the fellows, Greg French, he used to give a class on how to walk like a zombie. Now, did they still give that class to you guys when you were starting out last year?
We had some guys, we didn't take the class, but we had some guys that gave us pretty clear instruction, and we had a good director that was, he's very good to work with. I don't think he's there. I think he's moved up now. I haven't been able to talk to anybody in the past, you know, couple months or so. I've been, you know, kind of in limbo myself. We've had a lot of the virus going on, but we had the director out there, and we had some different guys, a lot of different cast members that would, if there was anybody straggling behind, it was, you know, we tried, everybody brings everybody up in that side of things for the most part. We've got a lot of people helping each other, especially with the walk, the zombie walk and everything. It's, you have so many different people out there with so many different styles. It's very hard to keep everybody on the same page, but they manage to do it. And they, you know, if they see somebody, if they're not doing it right, they, you know, there's always a chance where they try to give them the ability to correct it.
Well, that's great. Robert, do you ever watch The Walking Dead?
I've watched it every season, and I'm waiting for this year's season finale. So, yeah, the answer is yes.
Yeah, that's
going
to be exciting.
Yeah, Kevin?
We just got to do it.
Yeah, no, that's great. Now, are you going to – so basically, since you stopped in mid-season, are you going to pick up in this new season starts or the new set of filming starts? Are you going to pick up with the rest of the episodes that you needed to complete for last season?
Just depends on what they're doing for the last episode and who all they're going to have in there. You know, they may call us out to do that one. They may call us out. Me and some of the other guys may get called out for the upcoming season. I don't know yet. I'm thinking they may have who they're wanting everything on as far as this last episode goes and everything, the finale. But, you know, I couldn't tell you that. I don't know yet.
He doesn't know the secrets.
As far as a lot of that goes, we'll usually get it through email or something as it comes.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Well, that sounds great. Well, now, you are working and looking at doing some other projects. I mean, because it seems like a lot of the folks that start at The Walking Dead, they will end up building a career using that as a good stepping stone to get started. Do you have what are you looking at doing right now in the near future other than The Walking Dead?
It's a very good stepping stone. It's a gateway for a lot of things. You get in there and you meet so many people. I was able to meet a guy named John Ware who turned out to be a local, and he and I and Nick Burnett and a couple of other actors, we've gotten some stuff written. We're going to be trying to get some funding here soon. We're ready to go on it. We have a couple actors, and one in the air is going to be Shia LaBeouf, maybe. He's supposed to be working with us on some stuff, and we're going to be coming out with one called Muddy Waters, and it's going to be a film filmed in Alabama, and it's going to have some different film locations, but a lot of it's going to be filmed in Alabama. And it's going to be a action thriller kind of, a lot of different stuff we've got going on, man. We've got, I think, six or seven films written. So we're going to once The Walking Dead starts back, we're going to go and do what we got to do out there, but we're going to try to get some filming, you know, on a personal note done and get some stuff moving. It's a lot going on, man.
That's great. And I know that you and I have been talking about a project in conjunction with my new upcoming book, The Lizard Man Companion, and we're going to try to work on that this fall. I mean, it should be a lot of fun, assuming coronavirus doesn't hit us. You know, everybody's ready to get going with projects. I can tell you that. So do you mind telling us a little bit about your, you know, your fan, just what's it like out there on your ranch and everything, because everybody that's on The Walking Dead, they also have a life, you know, and so do you mind sharing a little bit about that?
No, man, that's, you know, that's part of it. We do our work, and then, you know, we get back to the house and we try to get some stuff taken care of. I'm out in the middle of Alabama, so it's right now we're fighting the coronavirus too. They're telling you to quarantine and everything else if you've left Alabama. I've tried to make good on some time. We've done a little fishing. I've got to take my daughter fishing, my woman, and we've got to do a little bit on that side and just trying to take it easy and do like we're supposed to for the most part, as far as quarantining and stuff and trying to stay away from everybody else. Nobody's trying to catch corona over here, but we still got to live and get our groceries and stuff every day. We've got something going
exactly
on.
Exactly like we all do. Yeah, we have to try to avoid it as much as possible. Now, Robert, you were telling me an interesting statistic. You're up in Mitchell, North Carolina, near Mount Mitchell, correct?
Correct.
You don't have a lot of coronavirus up there, do you?
We tend to social distance up here just naturally, so there seems to be six miles between everyone. But everybody has been keeping their distance, and the fresh air seems to have helped us up here. But everybody's still fearful, and there's a group that wants the masks on all the time, 24/7. So, you know. That group's staying healthy. So I venture out
We hope everybody stays healthy. Well, I'll tell you what,
absolutely.
Kevin. I know, Kevin, you do when we don't pandemics running around, you tend to get out and do some things. Robert and I are looking at doing some a couple of events up in the Spruce Pine area. If we give you some notice and coordinate with you, would you come up and meet some folks in the Spruce Pine, Burnsville, Bakersville area near Mount Mitchell with us?
I'd be excited. I'd be stoked. That'd be a very, very beautiful place to visit, I imagine.
Oh,
absolutely.
Beautiful.
Now, Robert, you got some Walking Dead fans up there, don't you, Robert?
Absolutely. Who doesn't love The Walking Dead? I mean, it's the show just evolves, and the characters, and, you know, everybody's just like, oh my gosh, I hope that person doesn't die. Oh, you know, when Rick died, it was like, oh my goodness, I can't believe it. So, yeah, there's a lot of crazy fans up here, so.
Well, that's exciting.
Well,
I'd be pleased to meet y'all. I'd love to get out y'all's way and visit everybody.
Well,
yeah,
what I was thinking.
Left.
Yeah, Robert?
No, I was just going to say we have some great places up here, for them to stay, and some beautiful places. I mean, the Alpine Inn is up here, and it's just absolutely
mm-hmm.
gorgeous in Little Switzerland, which is a favorite of yours. So, you know, there's a lot of cool places here for him to stay the night and enjoy the hospitality here.
That's wonderful. What I was thinking we might do, you know, sometimes I like to do planning right on the air, but I think it would be really a lot of fun because I've got some experience with the original movie, The Walking Dead, and Kevin, I think it'd be great if we could all watch the original Night of the Living Dead with great black and white super horror film, and we could do that and let you comment on it as a little zombie. So we could do something like that and just have a lot of fun with that. So, but we'll talk more about it and everything. So I tell you what, Kevin, do you have anything else you'd like to tell us? About your life, whatever, because people do enjoy listening and finding out about members of the cast of The Walking Dead. What else you want to share with us?
Man, well, I guess I could tell you a little bit about the story that got me broken up to the point where everybody said that I'd be the perfect zombie.
Sure.
Which is...
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I got hurt, and John, you know a little bit about this story already, but I got hurt doing... I'm a tree surgeon by trade, and I cut... I cut some trees down, and I was on a job site, and I had a tree that had uprooted with me, and I took a 70-foot fall, and, well, I got broke up pretty bad. I had one of my legs was never able to really heal back up, so I've got one that doesn't bend real well, so I got on the set of The Walking Dead. Well, I got out there, and it's already kind of a natural limp. Well, I got out there, and... It didn't take much training on my end. I just come out there with the, I just walk normal, and that about done it.
That's awesome.
It's definitely got it. There's a lot behind it, but it was a lot for me. It was a lot of the push to try to do something different, because when you climb trees and you work out of bucket trucks and half your body, it's just. You get a lot of titanium and stuff, you wind up, it slows you down. And even in this industry, I've come across things that, to my they do work to my benefit in a lot of ways. And then there's a lot of things that, I just have to pass on because, it's just what it is. It's gave me a lot of push to do a lot of different stuff. And when I was able to get the opportunity to go into the television industry, it was, to me, it was something I seen a little far-fetched, and then it become a reality, and I just, you roll with it and see what doors unlock and see how many opportunities come up, and I've got to meet so many amazing people. Everybody on here, being some of those people, it's just everywhere you go, you see some of the bad, but, man, there's so many people out there that's just willing to reach out a hand and pull you up. And that's what makes it worth it.
I'm sure it does. All right, Robert, you got one more question for Kevin?
I do, Kevin. And being up here in the mountains, there's not a whole world of opportunity. If there was somebody up here in the mountains, a diehard fan, do you have any insider recommendations how they might, get somewhere involved in doing something on either The Walking Dead or on a TV show or some insight that would help folks up here in the town?
You cut out on that last part. I could barely hear you.
I was just asking if there was any insight or wisdom you could give to folks up here in the mountains about getting on to a TV show or, getting into acting, that you could give them little snippet of wisdom.
Yeah, for sure. Social media platforms, start rubbing elbows and shaking hands with people. And you get on some of these social media platforms, and if you know anybody by name or anything, a lot of these guys are willing to reach out and try. Now, there's some, they have a lot on their plate that it's hard to deal with these platforms alongside everything else they have going on, but you will reach people on these platforms that they're willing to reach out, and from there it goes into just casting and stuff, and you can get in with casting directors, and it's one of those things where you try and you try and you try. You may try 100 times and get one success, but that one success will be the foot in the door sometimes, It's you just got to keep grinding and just,
persevere,
and you'd be surprised where it'll take you.
Cool.
They offer classes and everything else.
Well, that's great. And so I guess if you want to contact Kevin, his brand new website will be up this weekend. It's called kevinholland.info. We're putting the final touches on that, but it will be up 4th of July weekend, 2020.
Way to go,
have some pictures. It'll have his contact information. Just give Kevin a holler. Is that okay? They can
yes,
get an email,
sir.
Right,
I appreciate
Kevin?
Appreciate everything. Yes, sir.
Well, that's
I'm
good.
I'm one of those guys. If I can pull you up, I'm happy to. I've tried to reach out, and I've tried to bring several up. You know, I've been able to put some folks in contact with people that, you know, that got them where they wanted to be. If there's anybody I can help out, you know, I'm happy to.
Well, that's great. So just catch him on Facebook at Kevin Holland, or catch him on his website, kevinholland.info. As I said, that will be up and running July the 4th weekend, 2020. So catch him there. Shoot him an email. Tell him he's a good guy, because he really is. And tell you what, it's been a lot of fun for you taking time out of your busy day, because I know you got a lot to do, run a ranch and being a tree surgeon and taking care of a family and putting a SIM card in your phone like you did just before we were able to get on with you. So it's great. So, Kevin, got two questions. Will you come up there to Spruce Pine and Bakersville and Burnsville with us and meet some folks and hang out with us as we look at some Night of the Living Dead? Will you do that?
I'll be excited to. I'm stoked. That's going to be a wonderful wheel out, and I think that would be enjoyable 100%, and I am on board.
All right, great. Well, we'll get that scheduled as soon as we Corona dies down. And boy, it has been great having you on Visit Mount Mitchell, the podcast. And we'll be talking. I'll be talking with you soon, because we got to do a little bit more work to get that website finished for you. And Robert, it's always good to have you. What are you going to do over the 4th, Robert?
I'm going to work. We've been trying to get clients that are getting back from this Corona, and we're doing the same thing as you: social media, website development, all those fun things. So 4th of July, you know, just another day. We're going to be working and getting people back on their feet and getting their lives back in order. That's the beauty of it.
Well, that's great. Well, gentlemen, it's been a pleasure as always. I'll be in touch with you soon, both of you today. We're both working on projects together. Have a good one. And when you think about it, just visit Mount Mitchell. Right, Robert?
Yep. It's a beautiful site now. It's starting to get some pictures and some stories, and it's going to be. And now that we have Kevin on, you know, now we're getting some fun podcasts. So, you know, it'll be good. And then have him play mini golf, maybe.
Absolutely. Yeah, we got to talk to that lady. That'll be fun. So, yeah. Oh, and Robert, one other thing. Get us some pictures of how beautiful Mount Mitchell is. So, and we'll pop those up on the website, visitmountmitchell.com. So, thanks a lot to everybody. We'll see you next week on Visit Mount Mitchell podcast. Take care.
Happy 4th, everyone.
Yep.
Happy 4th,
bye-bye.
Everybody.